Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Dying in real life?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that could possibly, potentially, allegedly,
maybe
kill you. And I'm joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? I am the explosive AM on the mic to his boom boom Kalo. I don't know where I was going with that.
I'm the boom boom, you're the pow. You know, shout out
boom,
to the Black
boom,
Eyed Peas. Shout out to the Black Eyed Peas. And before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, we're taking a break from the best of because the world just likes to keep throwing us curveballs whenever it comes to outrageous things in the world.
I want to know who came up with this. I'm sorry for interrupting you. I told myself I wasn't going to interrupt Kay, but I keep doing it because you're Ted Bundy. I feel like if I don't interrupt you, it's not a service done.
It's like the we're establishing the serial killer universe, you know, the cinematic universe, the MCU, but like the killer version of that.
Wait. GCP, the GCP universe.
The ICP, the insane clown posse.
No, GCP.
The Juggalos.
No, get G Comfy C P, the Get Comfy Podcast universe.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know, we really pieced it together. So
it took a while.
Now, you wanted a name attached to this VR headset. Palmer Luckey, the American entrepreneur and founder of the Oculus VR, has announced that he has been designing a headset that can kill gamers in real life.
Why?
The headset is called the Nerve Gear. It is designed to be a killer helmet in-game with a Sword Art Online, Sword Art Online.
But we have, like, some people have, like, the chest thing that, like, when you're playing games that you can feel the, like, a real shock or, like, how it feels when a bullet hits you. Why are we getting this? Why?
So, the online version of the Nerve Gear works by emitting lethal levels of microwaves to the user's brain. So, they're frying your brain while you're using this headset.
What? Why?
Now, a direct quote from Luckey goes, "I'm a pretty smart guy, but I couldn't come up with any way to make anything like this work, not without attaching the headset to a gigantic pieces of equipment." So it's luckily a thing you won't be putting in your home, but still, the thing is out there in the world. And again, like what you said, why is this a thing?
I feel like that never goes well. I'm a pretty smart guy. Like, why were you gotta be like, huh? I want a microwave leather of lethal damage to somebody's brain.
I think it's like it gets to that point, and like Elon Musk did this, where he was like, "I'm gonna create a flamethrower that you can buy online and call it not a flamethrower, and you'll buy it in pieces." So you can get it shipped to your house.
Or
it's like they get bored. They get bored and they have so much money and they're like, you know what? Let's just make this.
I mean, Jeff Bezos got bored and he's like, I'm going to make a rocket ship. And that just went.
He wore a cowboy hat in it, which is pretty baller.
And but the Rocket failed though.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't have Prime. Didn't have Amazon Prime.
Didn't speed up. It didn't have Space Prime. That's why
Space Prime. There you go. It doesn't go to space yet. Now, the interesting thing here is we've grown up in a universe where gaming has taken massive steps. And I know you could say this is for the Get Comfy Game Break, but like this is a crazy headline. Might as well talk about it here.
And then we have another headline. It's a 2-in-1 for you guys.
Twofer. It's like Black Friday. But
no, Cyber Monday. We're recording this on Tuesday.
Cyber Monday. Cyber Tuesday. Cyber Tuesday. Now, you get like back in the day, like in the 90s, it was N64.
Stop saying back in the day. I'm not that old, Kev.
We aren't. And like, let's say you go from the N64 to the GameCube to the Wii to like what we're playing now, Xbox, PC. VR is a type of gaming in the space. But to take it that one step further, to microwave people's brains. First of all, I want to know how they tested this. Did some stooge was like, this isn't really going to work.
Right here.
Just put me in. Let's figure this out. That's the big thing I'm trying to figure out.
It was me. I'm the one. I was the stooge. I'm like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to try it out.
I also want to know, like, the pitch meeting for this. Where, like, because obviously this guy's rich. He's got to, like...
How did the board approve of this, first of all?
That's what I'm saying. Like, did he just walk in the meeting and was like, yo, hear me out.
Hear me out.
Headset that can kill you. VR.
We can eliminate the prison issues.
Now, it goes without saying, the sweats in Call of Duty, if they ever got their hands on this, their KD better be whatever perfect is. I don't know if it's 100 or 0 or ever, however that number works, because you're going to get chowed and it's not going to be good.
In the VR, like people did PUBG and Tarkov as well. Can you imagine? Like, I played Deadside, and recently I just shot my friend in the back of the head in Deadside by accident because he came in the line of sight. But like, imagine if you're doing that VR and your friend just comes inside and you just boom, blast in the head. Like, and you know what this reminds me of? I almost interrupted you. Remember the Shark Boy and Lava Girl game?
Yeah.
Movie 3 where they're in a video game and then
that was Spy Kids 3D game over, first of all.
My God, sorry. But like that's what I'm getting. Like here.
Yeah.
Like, people talking about, oh, it's gonna be like Player 1. No, it's gonna be Spy Kids 3D.
And then the people that look cool in game are really a bunch of nerds with glasses and stuff like that at the end.
Yeah. I mean like it's how everyone is nowadays.
That is true. Now Let's just say this goes commercial, which it shouldn't, because why? Why would you release, mass produce a headset that can kill you? Would you feel confident in your gamer skills to last a singular match?
No. Can you imagine if...
Imagine getting spawn killed?
No. It has to be Call of Duty Search and Destroy. Because you have one life in Search and Destroy anyway, so it works.
Like, VR to me is getting to the point where like they're releasing like the shirt, but like it connects to your headset and you feel like haptic feedback like on your stomach or throughout the shirt thing. And it's like, all right, you're getting real in the field here. I don't know if I'm prepared for that. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom, and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. Imagine the creepy people in VR Among Us.
Oh my, can you imagine if
you've seen those clips? You've seen those clips.
Can you imagine?
Weird.
Can you imagine that's how you die? Like you do VR Among Us and somebody's the killer is like, yeah, that guy sucks. I'm all for it. And they throw you out. Like, oh my God.
That's how you self report. That's how you do it. That's how you really do it. Now, talking about one popular gaming franchise, the most sussiest of the bunch, we're going to be talking about a hallowed franchise being Mario Kart, and how this fabled franchise has put a strain on friendships, relationships, any type of ships, cruise ships, whatever you want. And we're going to talk about Mario Kart because we were talking about this before we went on. We both feel Mario Kart is like that universal game that almost everybody enjoys. Then, grant you, there are people who are just definitive, like not gamers. Like they just don't play video games. But they somehow, some way were exposed to Mario Kart. And it's like, all right, I know that game. Like I'll play that game. Like they're always down to play that game.
Oh, sorry, I'm playing the new Pokemon game. I apologize.
See, he's playing Pokemon when we're talking about Mario Kart.
Pokemon Violet, to be more excited about it yesterday, or the day before.
Respect.
I haven't seen it, but I don't think Mario Kart is the most stressful game out there.
You don't?
I don't think it's Mario Kart, no way. I mean, I want to say it, because I'm going to ask my sisters in the other room and go ask her. But, I don't think Mario Kart is the most stressful game.
For me, it's not stressful up until you're in first place.
No, I don't. Like, do I get mad when my family members or my friends throw a blue shell? Yeah. It doesn't matter, like, does it get stressed when you're in first place throughout the whole race and then your friend, for some other reason, on the dare lab just passes you by? Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's stressful. I really don't. Wait, my sister's in there. Let me ask her. Hey, sis. Mario Kart, you think it's the most stressful game? I don't know if you guys heard her. She said no.
No.
She agrees. She agrees that Mario Kart is not the most stressful game. Mario Party, because I feel like if you're in the lead and then and somebody can just spend 50 coins just to fuck you over, that I think that's the most stressful game. Because the game could last, you could do 10 turns, 50 turns, 20 turns, 30 turns. You can land on Bowser's space. You can land on the NPCs who are just being assholes to you. Like, it's hard. Mario Kart, you're just driving in a circle.
I don't know. Mario Kart and Smash, would you consider Smash a more stressful game?
No, I wouldn't count Smash a stressful game.
Really? That's where I would think is the most stressful game.
No, why?
Because you're always in this group of friends, the one person who is cracked out of their mind with all of the niche characters for no reason, and I have that friend, and there's a friend who is just exclusively good with Fire Emblem characters for no apparent reason. Also, just that's a move. And then there's that one person who spams Kirby or Pikachu's down B.
I hate Sonic's triple jump with the trampoline.
Yes.
He's all stage, you know, he's dead and he does the triple jump and for whatever reason it's broken and comes right back up.
I'm the problem with Bowser, and this is in the newer Smashes, where you do that move where you pick the person up and you
and just basically power drive him on the floor.
Yeah, right off the map.
No, but here's my thing. I don't think that's stressful, though, because I don't think I you know what's stressful? Call of Duty Search and Destroy when it's 1v3 and you're the last person and you got to play so smart to clutch a game. That's stressful. Mario Party, that's stressful. I don't think Mario Kart or Smash is a stressful game. I think any of the party games you do. Like, what was that one that came out for the Switch that has like a bunch of board games in it?
I don't know. I know there was like Switch Sports or whatever.
No, not Switch Sports. That's its own category. Hold on, I'm going to look this up because this is going to drive me crazy. Switch board games. Oh, wait, there's a name. I got it. Shut up. The Clubhouse games.
Okay.
I think that's what fair. It is. Chess is also stressful, too.
See, and I also have a headline for you that'll stress you out
even more.
But the only reason why I say like Mario Kart is the most universally liked and just overall relatable game, like I said before, like even my mom has like her main character. I am a Toad stan forever and ever. Toad is always the OG, and that's how you know you're with a real one, is they pick Toad. They pick Wario, wild card. Donkey Kong is my backup, but if you pick Mario, Peach, you're basic.
Well, what am I basic? Let's start playing Pokemon again.
Who's your main in Mario Kart?
Mario Kart? Oh, what are we talking about? Are we talking N64 Mario Kart, or are we talking about the newest Mario Kart and the...
Just overall Mario Kart.
I'm going to say Toad. Okay. Because I remember in Mario Kart 64, when you click on Toad, his hands goes up, and I'm trying to get my Toad voice because I do a really good job.
Got to warm it up.
No, that sounds like a freaking villager. That was actually pretty good though. Yeah, I do a really good. Yeah,
Toad. I'll give it to you. Now, do you want more stress?
I mean, you're saying games that aren't stressful at all. So,
well, fine. Then the world is about to become a big game. Because as of this morning, I shared this headline with everybody that I know. Scientists have revived a 48,500-year-old zombie virus buried in the ice in Siberia.
What? Where is Siberia on the map? I gotta worry about this.
Kind of near Russia.
No one go to Russia.
Now, it says over a dozen prehistoric viruses have been discovered by researchers from the French National Center of Scientific Research. And there are 13 of them, never before seen viruses, that have been laying dormant within the ice for tens of thousands of years.
Why are they breaking
away? And they're now being brought back.
Why? Oh, we're just getting rid of COVID. And now they want to be like, oh, let's go find more viruses that we don't have the cure for. Like, why?
It's like the equivalent of, I see that dangerous animal over there. I'm going to go touch it.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's what it is.
I just don't understand why people would do this. Like we've made movies, and going back to the headset, we've made movies about why you don't do this.
Yeah.
And now there are people willingly just kind of freeballing it and saying, hey, let's really light this candle. Let's get this thing going.
Well, let's start World War Z up in here.
Love it. But maybe that'll give you some stress instead of playing Mario Kart or anything.
Nah. If I go stress, I'm going to go bald. I don't want to go bald. No, but going back, you want to say search and destroy for Call of Duty? You don't think that's stressful?
Stressful moment, yes, for sure. Because it's only one life, and of course, if you're the last person, it's all on you. All
right.
I also recently got into a Warzone lobby for like the first time. I played Warzone 2.0.
I heard 2.0 is also kind of poopy.
It's whatever, but let me tell you, those lobbies. Call of Duty's back. Call of Duty's all the way back. And if you know, you know.
The lobby. Going back, because I love how you said that. So when Modern Warfare 2, the new one, came out for the beta, and our friend Joe was telling me, oh, he missed the call. He's like, I don't miss Call of Duty's. I miss the Call of Duty's lobbies, because the lobbies were something different. And I'm like, I agree. I'm like, I didn't really care for it. I kind of hated it, because it was always kids. Yeah, like, oh my God! And yeah, and doing racial slurs and whatever. And all that. And then we get into a game and everyone's just yelling and screaming little slurs. And I go to Joe, I'm like, this is what you missed. This right here, this is what you missed. Because I don't understand why you missed it. But I'm glad this is back. And if you can't tell, I'm being really sarcastic right now. I'm great. This is what we needed, Kev. This is what we needed.
I'm just saying, like, And especially now that they added proximity chat, where like you can like go into an area and like if there's people there, like an enemy team, they can hear you talking. So
this
like
Warzone, this is not in Modern Warfare.
This is Warzone, at least from what I gather. You can like mess with the enemy team, be like, "We're coming for you," and they can hear you and they can respond back. It's just a great time. That's also stressful because I've seen clips of people playing like Fortunate Son, like that Branny, like that song. It's just great. It's a great time. But speaking of a great time, that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Sunday morning along with the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy Lowdown every Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the stress-free
Emma Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.